Day 2, Period 1. Designed by Anne Bogart, Viewpoints is a way for collaborators to be together in the rehearsal creation room. I encountered her work while reading someone else's grant application over 15 years ago. Her language supported things I was encountering in my creative work, particularly around collaboration. She put the ideas into words that jumped off the page. On day 3 of 8 days, I had an aha moment. Aren't Bogart's viewpoints really only, and always, about relationship? Not the personal, day 2, period 2, kind, but relationship as a way of seeing or talking about cause and effect, or connection between events. This interplay might result in harmony, dissonance, or counterpoint. I often use classical music terms to describe how I read actions in performance. And all of these can be practically talked about or worked on through Bogart's 9 lenses of space and time. These are fundamentally relational, relative ideas. Tempo is understood as a change from one speed to another, day 2, period 3, as we rarely see it in the absolute, but mostly as faster or slower than what came before it. Likewise, duration is understood as a difference between how long an event occurs in time compared to the one prior. Repetition is, by its very nature, an incidence of identicalness regarding what came before it and might come next. Again, a relational proposal. Kinesthetic response, when we do something, is the most obvious of the relational time-based viewpoints, because it's always in relation to an external impulse and how we respond to it. Space-based viewpoints can similarly be viewed through the lens of relational action, but less obviously so, mostly because space exists instantaneously and continuously, whereas time is always moving forward, only because we haven't, yet, been able to go back or jump ahead in time like our heroes on Star Trek have. Day 2, Period 4. The space-based viewpoint of architecture is in relationship to gravity and mass, and this is always perceptible. Despite architecture's predominant stillness, however, it can imply or suggest a relationship to otherness, such as the negative space that surrounds it, or the suggestion of the infinite at the end of a hyperbolic arc that continues into space and beyond. Day 2, periods 5, 6, 7, and 8. I did not perform these events. Day 3, period 1. I realized that the explanation above about viewpoints comes out of my notes from Jacob's workshop and not my 8 days archive. My notes for both projects are in the same book. The mistake seems appropriate because it makes me think of contamination, a kind of dark, unintentional influence. And this darkness also seems appropriate to me, glass half full and all that stuff. I fight this all the time. I think about my art making as being a way of healing, confronting what I understand intellectually, by shoving myself into the realm of the light, lighthearted and pleasurable. It's a constant battle. Recently, my happiest moments have occurred when improvising with the Dance Makers dancers. The responsibility I feel is to each other first, and then only secondarily to myself. I can, within the shit of responsibility that often comes with running a company, abandon reprimands, censure, and judgment from others, if only for a moment. And this feels good and healing. I talk a lot about being happiest when I... Day 3, Period 2. I practice opening and closing, O and C, while lying down on the carpet in the den. Day 3, Period 3. Things that I recall from working on O and C. Breath. I notice the tendency to inhale while opening and to exhale while closing, so I try to work on the opposite. Language. Not finding closing useful, I wonder about folding in and folding out instead of closing and opening. Typography. Noticing my planes of movement as predominantly two-dimensional, I think about spheres. Location. The site for action is mostly at the joints, so wonder about the skin, the glands, and in the middle of the bones. Scale. I work mostly at the cellular level, and small movements at the shoulder blades, hands, and hips, and wonder about what's visible and non-visible to the outside eye, about the safety of the kinesphere and the uncertainty beyond it. Distraction. I'm chewing gum and wonder why I didn't get rid of it beforehand. Day 3, period 4. During 8 days, each of us is charged with loosely or tightly proposing activities for everyone, including but not limited to leading a physical or somatic practice, sharing our current preoccupations or creation practice, or initiating conversation around a certain topic of personal interest. On day 8, Monday, I was teamed to lead the day with Amy and Peter. We met at a picnic table the day before to discuss our proposal. Leading questions include, what does the group need? And what does each of us, Amy, Peter, and I, need? Something easy or challenging? Something that was discussion or action-based? I offer a way into our bodies at the top of the day that I call opening and closing. It's an improvisational sensory experience that we play with for 12 minutes, together in one room. I noticed that this was an iteration of a long-held desire to find spaces in which all of the participants find privacy, together. I offer, Day 3, Period 5, the following instructions. Think of opening and closing and place these actions in the body. In your own time and at your own pace, travel from one to the other continuously and in succession. Play with scale, location, repetition, duration, and tempo. Notice your breath. Alternate between eyes open and closed. When open, and maybe when closed too, alternate between seeing others, the room, outside the room, or somewhere in the universe. Play with actually moving your body and imagining moving your body. Don't judge. Connect with every part of your body by generating heat, fluidity, and love. Day 3, period 6. I auto-talk while walking to Staples to get more yellow, legal-sized paper that I have run out of. I'm using it to notate the performance. Day 3, period 7.